Health Buzz with Dr. Jim Keeney at www.jim.md.
It's Dr. Jim Keeney. It's hot out there today, at least around here it is. And so I just wanted to talk about heat stroke and heat exhaustion and heat cramps, all those kind of what we call heat-related injuries. You know, a lot of people don't realize that you can get heat stroke in temperatures as low as 76, 78 degrees, and that's in situations where you have very high humidity. You've got to look at both. You've got to look at the temperature and the humidity, because one of the most effective ways that we as humans get rid of heat is by sweating. And once the humidity gets up above 60, 70%, you start losing the ability to effectively get rid of heat in that way. On those days that are 80 degrees and 80% humidity, your body temperature can really get up there pretty quickly. These heat-related illnesses range from a mild form like heat cramps or heat exhaustion where you're feeling dizzy and lightheaded, all the way to heat stroke or sunstroke, where suddenly your brain is not working right. Heat cramps, that is when you get kind of a cramping feeling in your legs and your thighs and your abdomen. I see this when we have a tennis tournament locally and people have to play game after game after game and they're not taking in adequate salt-containing liquids. You want something that has about a teaspoon of table salt per quart of water. So you could use juice or any liquid and put a teaspoon of salt in it and you would achieve the same thing. Or you could get one of these sports drinks like Gatorade that have it already in there. Make sure you stay well hydrated and you can really avoid this problem to a great extent. Now, heat exhaustion, that's the stage just before heat stroke. And these people experience nausea, headaches, dizziness, weakness, and usually very heavy sweating. If these people aren't removed from the heat and treated appropriately, they will go on to have heat stroke and they deteriorate rapidly. Heat stroke, the key feature is you're starting to have brain dysfunction. So people who are getting confused, disoriented, people who are delirious, they can actually progress to being comatose. This is a true emergency. You can have seizures with this. You can actually have heart attack, kidney failure, and eventually multi-organ failure and death. So who's at risk for heat stroke? Well, most commonly we get elderly people at assisted living facilities, for example, that don't have air conditioning, or when we have an outage, an electrical outage, and their air conditioner goes off. That's probably the number one group of people we see. Because many medications interfere with your ability to get rid of heat in your body, the elderly are often on these medications and are at highest risk. They're less mobile, so if they're suddenly parked outside on a nice sunny day in their wheelchair, then people don't realize, and they don't realize that they're getting overheated. They don't have free access to liquids. They often don't drink enough fluids and are dehydrated, and they can't just get up out of their wheelchair if they happen to be wheelchair bound and go walk over and get a drink of water. The other people at risk are people who drink alcohol. Alcohol tends to dehydrate your body, and that sets you up to a certain extent. Also, people that are intoxicated won't recognize the signs early. Some of the signs are similar to being intoxicated, being dizzy, lightheaded, nauseous. Once you ignore the early warning signs, this can progress rapidly, as we've said. Now, children, funny enough, they're typically smart enough to come in and get out of the sun. The one time that's not true is when they're in organized sports, because they're competitive and they want to continue. And if the coach says go out there, they go out there. In this situation, coaches have to be very aware and parents have to be aware that these type of events should not take place in the midday heat and the midday sun. Kids should be allowed free access to water during practice, during games. They should be told anytime you want to go get a drink of water, that's free and available to you. You may want to make sure they have access to salt solution, something with a minimal amount of salt in it, like Gatorade, if you're going to be playing sports that last longer than about an hour. You want to avoid those salt tablets. That's actually not helpful and may overdo it. So key to avoid suffering from heat stroke, you want to stay cool, wear loose-fitting, light-colored clothing, avoid activity during the peak sunshine and temperature hours for the day, drink plenty of fluids, you want to avoid alcohol and caffeine, and if you're on certain medicines like diuretics, antihistamines, heart pills, diet pills, or psychiatric medications, you want to take great care to avoid overheating because you are at higher risk. You know, one myth, some people ask me, well, why doesn't Tylenol work to avoid your body overheating? That's because infection resets your body's thermostat, and it sets it at a higher level, so your body allows itself to go to a higher level. It's not that Tylenol or aspirin get rid of heat. What they do is they stop your body from going to that new higher reset point. It actually sets your thermostat back down at a lower level. And since heat stroke and heat exhaustion occur because the body can't get rid of heat fast enough, your thermostat set point in your brain really has nothing to do with it, and that's why Tylenol and aspirin won't work. So, symptoms of heat stroke: headache, nausea, dizziness, red hot skin, or sweating profusely, a real rapid pulse, very high fever if you can actually take the person's temperature, and then when you get into the stages of disorientation and confusion, even seizures or unconsciousness, that's the time you need to call 911. This is a dire emergency, life-threatening emergency, and get that person to a hospital. Of course, while you're waiting for the ambulance to come, you can douse them with cold water. If the person's awake enough to be able to drink, you give them something cold to drink and you get them out of the sun into the shade. Another effective way to get rid of heat is evaporation. So spraying water on somebody and fanning them or putting them in front of a fan, that's a good way to get rid of the heat. All right, so as the weather warms up, have fun and make sure to avoid heat stroke. Again, remember sunscreen, because we've got that problem as well. Won't help you with heat stroke, but it will help you avoid skin cancer. That's it for this episode. Gotta run. Until next time, please make sure you check the website often or sign up for the podcast in the upper right-hand corner. Take care. Today's show is sponsored by Aveeno Baby. Aveeno Baby offers a complete line of baby skincare products to cleanse and moisturize baby's delicate skin. Aveeno Baby products are specially formulated with natural oat to provide daily care for baby's skin and to soothe and relieve dry skin. Aveeno Baby and Health Buzz, a perfect combination for your baby.